Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is interesting, isn't it? It's interesting to me. It's interesting to the people I talk to. It's interesting to the CEOs, presidents, and business owners. And when you have the right perspective about business, it's even more interesting. And if you talk to retired people, if you see them sitting on the bench at the mall or they're at the McDonald's drinking coffee and they're just wanting someone to talk to and talk about the old days, you're going to hear people talk about their disappointments. Gee, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. You know, if I would have bought that property at when it was so cheap, they built the mall on, I could have been successful. I really wanted to do more with my business, but I didn't do it. If I could do it again, I would do things differently. They settled. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, they did what they needed to do, but they really didn't think about what they wanted, where they wanted to go, what they wanted to do with their business. They just settled for what was right in front of them. And they didn't realize it at the time. They didn't realize they were compromising, but they were. And now years later, they can't get those years back, and they turn around and they regret that they didn't do what they wanted to do. They didn't get out of their business what they wanted to get out of their business, whether it was growing their business or having several offices or hiring many, many people or achieving fame or riches, whatever it happens to be, they settled for less. And now it's just a story, and there's nothing they can do about it. So let's sit down today, and let's think about what you want. Let's think about what you really need. What really would make you feel like you were accomplished in your business? Let's write a business plan that makes you not regret that you didn't take the opportunity. There is a tremendous amount of opportunity, whether business is good, whether the economy is good, whether it's bad. It's how you view it. It's how you think about it. And when you're not willing to settle for less, you surround yourself with people that will help you get there. Have you ever seen a professional football team that starts the season and says, we're going to lose this season, we're willing to settle? Sometimes they say, we're in a building year. Other times they go, this is my year. The fans think, this is the year. We're not going to settle for less. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl. Because if they didn't believe that, if they didn't believe that their team was going to win, that it was going to be an exciting game, they wouldn't buy tickets. They wouldn't show up. They wouldn't watch it on television. You know, this sports team is really dull and boring. They just don't want to win. Why do I want to watch them? Make sure that you're not dull and boring. Make sure that you're starting your season, the business season, starting in January, if that's your business year, or if you're on a calendar year, whenever your year starts, make sure that you decide that this year is going to be a winning year. What do you need to do to make it a winning year? Do not settle for less. You may not even realize it now, but you'll regret it later. Let's make the business work for you rather than you work for the business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.